Hi, and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming. I'm Richard Jones, and today a quick look at the ups and downs of last week's farming. First off, the Eurozone debt crisis has had its effect on Scottish farming, with a weaker euro meaning cheaper pig meat imports, and that's working against our already hard-pressed pig producers. There's some hope that prices will improve as the Christmas factor kicks in with extra demand, and somehow, against all the odds, the weekly price held up, with one or two buyers even pushing prices a little bit higher. The even better news long-term for pork is Tulip Foods' announcement that they are to invest in extra capacity to give them capability to process 40% of the total British throughput. The news that pig meat pricing is a small factor, only 5%, in making shoppers' minds up when choosing their pork, contrasted to 74% going deliberately now for the British and Scottish brands. And that's encouraged Tulip and Woodheads, who supply Waitrose and Morrisons, to go for the extra throughput. Sales of premium lines such as Tesco Finest and Sainsbury's Taste the Difference have survived the economic recession in relatively good shape. All good news for British producers, as Louise Welsh from Morrisons tells us.
People are increasingly looking for labels, indications on labels and indications on packs, be it a saltire, for example, in Scotland, or just a statement of the origin or the provenance of the produce that they're buying. And I think it is really important. And if they see it's British or Scottish, then I think they get a sense that it's actually fresher.
And staying with meat, maintaining high prices was the message from Dingwall last week as far as sheep were concerned. The word from the auctioneers, top and mid-store lambs staying up at recent levels, and quality ewes of all breeds scarce and dear. The cattle trade was in a buoyant mood too, with prime bullocks and heifers selling to 210 pence a kilo at Thainston on Thursday. But the Eurozone crisis we mentioned earlier had its effect on cereal prices, which remained largely static. But on Friday, there was the announcement that 45,000 tonnes of wheat is going to the USA following a dramatic rise in maize prices across the Atlantic. We'll just have to wait and see what that does to prices in the long term. But all in all, a mixed week again for our farmers. The feeling seems to be that if we can just get away from the euro debt crisis, then things could really move on. It's just like a ball and chain, said one market trader to me. But with that, that's all for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.